Welcome to another MMA UK show. So tonight, guys, we are doing the Bellator special. This will be the first of two shows we're going to be doing. On the show tonight, first of all, I have my colleague Lewis Smith, the Welsh Maestro, joining us. He's coming in to help me. He'll be monitoring your comments. If you leave them on Facebook, he will get them out to the fighters we're chatting to. Thanks for coming on, Lewis, as always.
No worries, James. Thanks for having me, buddy.
And also joining us on the show, as you can see, Mr. Lee Chadwick, who will be fighting on the Bellator Newcastle show on the 9th of February against Fabian Edwards, who we hope to have coming into the show at some point. But Lee, thank you very much for joining us and coming on, mate.
Yeah, no probs, mate. No probs.
So let's get right in, not waste any time. So we're now fast approaching the fight, Lee. It's the 9th of February, as I've said, so it's getting close. How has things been going so far in the lead up to this one?
It's been going great. It's been going really good. I've been eager to fight for a while. I was training for this long before Christmas. I trained over Christmas and I'm still continuing now right up till the 9th. So everything's going well. My fitness is improving each week.
Yeah. And it's because it has been a while since we've seen you competing. So just having that time away, was there an eagerness to get back in, and especially getting back into a big show like this?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I believe everything happens for a reason, so I'm where I need to be right now and at the right mindset for this fight.
Yeah. And obviously, we've seen Bellator seem to be making some big moves in Europe. What guys have been signed? Obviously, you're one of those guys. You're a very experienced fighter coming in, obviously former Cage Warriors champion as well. What sort of did it mean to you when Bellator approached you about getting on their show? Because we know how big Bellator are.
Yeah, they approached me last year. They approached me last year, yeah. And to be honest, I wanted to defend my belt before I went anywhere. But obviously, I had a few problems in the background. I missed weight due to stress levels, cortisol levels and stuff like that. So I didn't get the opportunity to defend the belt. So it was a matter of jump on Bellator. I've won the belt. There's not much more I can do on the lower UK level. It's time to hit the world stage.
Yeah, that was sort of leading into what I was going to ask you next. Obviously, Cage Warriors, I think most would agree, are the leading promotion in Europe. So you have made that step then from Cage Warriors. Did you feel that this is the right step for you at this time in your career?
Do you know what? It's the right time. It's been a while. I've been fighting for 12 years on all the top shows over here. So, this is perfect timing for me. But not to mention, this last 12 months, I've acquired a specific team to train me in all aspects of fighting so that I'm going to be another level when I hit Bellator, that first fight. And I won the world title the year before that. That was just me doing my usual stuff. But now I've got a team behind me, a proper team. I've always had ASW and my coach, but I've now got a fitness coach. I've now got scientists behind me, making sure I've got the right nutrition. I've got everything behind me. So when I hit the Bellator stage, even though people can say it's a step up in level, one, I've been fighting the best in the UK anyway. It's a step up on stage, but the guy I'm fighting, he's still UK guy. So I'm stepping up a level, but I'm fighting on a level that I've been beating guys on Fabian's level for 5-6 years. So
yeah, and I mean, just to pick on something you said there, obviously with regards to the new team you've got, how big a difference has that made for you in the gym then, bringing those guys in and just taking that, I guess what you call it, it's a professional approach, approaching it now, would you say, like a professional athlete?
Yeah, definitely. Well, to be honest with you, everything, like, my fight team hasn't changed for the last 7 or 8 years. I've had the same fight team, and that'll never change. My coach, Darren Morris, trains me perfectly. But now I've actually got people in the background measuring how much sweat output I have per training, and so I hydrate properly, checking my bloods to see what nutrients I need or what I'm low on. I've got a fitness coach, who's my brother, who trains me and checks my heart rate all the time and puts me through different courses, and I have to improve each time. So everything is fine-tuned and monitored now. So I feel like I'm coming into Bellator at the right time with the right equipment, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And that must be another thing, having with your senior, everything's measured. So you're actually then, you can actually see, not just feel yourself improving, but you can actually see improvement on paper and numbers and stuff like that. Is that something as well that you've noticed?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And this year, I've been putting all my training in, all a new type of training to test in the gym. So it's tried and tested by myself, everything that I'm doing, and I'm feeling the benefits. I'm feeling the benefits for everything. So I'm excited. I'm just excited to get in there and see how I feel when I fight, because I'm going to feel a lot better. Because I'm a natural fighter. I can get in and fight whether I'm fit or unfit, but having the right tools behind me now is going to be a whole different story, because I've managed to get where I am with the right training off my coach, but now I've got the scientific training behind it as well on top of that. So I can see a big improvement now in my training.
Yeah, and is that also all those that also transferring into your skill set as well then? So is that really helping make those improvements in your skill set, say grappling, striking, all that? Is it complementing everything in your game?
Yeah, definitely, because with your fitness, if once you're tired, you make mistakes, you get sloppy, you do the wrong technique, and then you're drilling that into your body. So the fitter you are and the right stuff you've got inside you to keep going, it means that I can do everything that I want to do. Do you know, people who fight and the people who train understand when you get tired, they think of doing things and they don't do it because they think, frig that, if it cocks up, then I'm too tired to get the position back. But I'm pushing myself to the level where I can do everything I want to do in my brain and stay one or two steps ahead of everyone when I'm in the gym.
Yeah, and obviously just to move on to talking about Fabian as well, obviously, I know there's a wee bit of back and forward online and stuff like that, but taking all that aside, and when you look at Fabian as an opponent, what do you think of Fabian as in terms of the matchup for you getting into this fight?
I think he's a skilled, naturally talented fighter that's not been in the game long enough to beat somebody like me. It's a step up. Him fighting me is a step up on stage, and it's a step up in opponents. I've checked out all his opponents, just scroll through them. There's no one on there. There's no one on paper that he's beat on my level yet, or even half of my fights. So I just don't know where he's super confident because he's unbeaten. You're always confident when you're unbeaten. But what he's going to realise is, it's a different story when you're in a fight and you're getting beat, coming back from getting beat. Now that's experience, and that's what I've got, and that's what I've done many times, and I've done it in my world title fight, and I've done it many times before. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he reacts to me beating him and seeing if he can come back from that.
So is it almost then, for your point of view, you feel like you've fought guys like Fabian, but he hasn't faced anyone like you so far?
No, he hasn't, and he hasn't. He's not facing someone who will fold after. If he catches me with a good shot, I'll take it. If he catches me with a good kick, I'll take it. I'll keep coming forward. He hasn't fought no one like that. I've been every situation I have been in MMA. And if you look through my record and look through all my fights, you'll see that I've been a distance. I've come back from losing. I've had rematches and beat people that beat me when I wasn't as good. I've done everything in MMA, and I've got the experience to back it up. But I feel like I'm peaking now, skill and fitness and strength. So I feel like I can only get better.
But we should have Fabian in a moment or two, just to let you know, guys. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, obviously, through your career, do you feel then everything that you've done previous to this has sort of just led you and prepared you in this moment? Not so much in terms of fighting an opponent, but just to make the walk in Bellator and experience what it's like being on that show. Do you think that's all mentally prepared you for that?
Yeah, definitely, because I'm not going to be anywhere where I'm not used to. Anywhere I go, I've been before, so I can learn from those experiences. experiences, yeah, and it's going to keep me level-headed while I'm fighting.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Things like that stop you folding when you get caught or you get took down. You just, it's about staying positive and fighting through every situation.
Do you think sometimes as well, and we're talking there about obviously Fabian's confident, he is an unbeaten fighter. Do you think sometimes losses you take in your career really help you develop as a fighter, not just maybe show you where you need to improve in terms of in your skill set, but also mentally strengthen you going forward? Is that something you've experienced looking back?
Yeah, well, my last couple of losses, which were a good few years ago, were controversial. They were controversial on Bama. It could have gone either way, and he went the distance. And it even went on Twitter that I won. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. In my last 16 fights, really, I've had two battles that should have that could have been mine. So in my last 16 fights, I'm like 14-2, I think. But I believe I'm 16-0 because if you watched those fights back, points wise, I should have won them.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question as well, James? Just
yeah, of course, Lewis.
Something I want to say, Lee, obviously you said about Fabian as an opponent, you know, you've got a lot of experience now. I think over 30 fights, isn't there?
Yeah, 38.
What do you see in your near future now? Because I think it's a good position for you at the moment. A guy like Fabian, obviously, I think he's 5 or 6-0, but he's still a big name. Is this sort of something you want to catapult you now into the Bellator ranks? What's your thoughts on going forward from this win, obviously, if you get a win?
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, I've got my contract and I want to get them all wins because I want to be in a run for the title. The Bellator title is my be-all and end-all. That's my dream right now, and that's what I'm focusing on.
And what's the experience with Bellator been like for you so far? Because, obviously, you were at Cage Warriors before this one. I think, given over the last couple of years, I think it's fair to say Cage Warriors has been the biggest platform in Europe.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you now since signing with Bellator, and what's your thoughts on the promotion at the moment leading up to this fight?
Well, I've been watching all the fights and stuff like that and keeping up with the guys fighting on Bellator, so I really like the promotion. It's great, it's professional the way they set things up, and they're ahead of schedule on everything, nothing's last minute. So they are a good business. They do work really well with the fighters, and they promote fighters really well as well, which is what I like.
Yeah, and then obviously you've got that bonus in of trying to chase that Bellator belt on a higher level, you would think, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. I've always aimed any show of being on a ring for the belt, and I've got it. So this is no different for me.
Yeah, no, fairly. I can see we've got a message, James, from one of our support guys, saying that Fabian might be ready to come on soon. Is that?
That's correct. Yeah, we'll have Fabian soon. Just while we're sort of talking about the Bellator promotion, one thing I have heard from a few guys, obviously not getting any numbers or anything, but one thing I've heard is they are looking after the guys are signing. Obviously, it's very tough out there for fighters in terms of financial. So have you noticed that, without obviously giving anything away, Lee, that Bellator have come in and offered you something that you were happy with?
Yeah, they have. They've offered me good money, so that it's a chance for me to make a proper career out of it, rather than having to make money elsewhere and fighting for as a hobby sort of things, do you know what I mean? This is like a chance to make a proper career out of it and get what I'm worth, finally.
Yeah, and also as well, getting into the show like the Newcastle one, I think it's definitely going to be a massive show as well. Sponsorship and stuff like that is something that the fighters at Bellator obviously can whereas it's different at the UFC. Is that sort of an avenue as well you look at as a fighter? And is this even if you've not got massive sponsorship at the moment, is this something, a fight like this, that could help you going forward and looking at sponsors coming in and helping you?
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to have sponsors on board and help you. It just puts the money up, doesn't it? Helps pay the bills and stuff like that, helps pay for your training camps, helps pay for supplements, food and stuff like that. So sponsors are a massive part of the fight game. Us fighters, we do need them to keep the training up and not having to take on another job and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough one because it's very, very difficult. I don't think a lot of people see how difficult it is for fighters out there. A lot of fans, maybe more casual fans, only see the likes of Conor McGregor and John Jones and guys like that. They don't see what it's like for most fighters. Just tell people how difficult it is, especially if you've got family and stuff like that. Just how hard it is to train full time and earn a living, pay bills.
It is hard. It's training full time anyway. To be at a pro level, you've got to train like a pro. So whether you're getting paid the right money or not, it's a full time job. So you do have to have, like, I'm a business owner, so luckily I've got that to back me up and stuff like that. But other than that, you need all the help you can get, because in the UK, they're not paying. MMA doesn't pay unless you hit the world stage, and it's not as easy as you think. And you've got to really get to the top level. It's not like boxing. Like, boxers can get to 10-0 and then you get mega money. Do you know what I mean? It's not like that in MMA unless you get a lucky turn.
And the other thing as well, have you noticed? Do you feel there's been a lot of progression in that sort of business side in the UK scene since you started, or do you feel it's been very slow development in that area? I mean, our talent's very good. We've got a lot of good fighters coming through, but from that point of view, fighters making money.
The business-wise, the gyms have all got busier. The MMA's massive now. It's really getting big, really getting out there. It's not showing on people's pay packets when you fight on shows over here. It really isn't, but it's showing in gyms, people who teach classes, kids MMA and adults MMA and BJJ and all that. All the classes are booming. So on that side of things, people are making a lot of money through that, through the MMA scene, because it's really getting out there because of the likes of Conor McGregor and stuff like that. So that's good. It's just that the local shows, they're still not paying what fighters deserve, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, Lewis, were you coming in there?
No, carry on, James.
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess, as a fighter, it must be a really frustrating thing. What do you feel, is there anything you feel the shows need to do over here or can do to help the fighters more or sort of support them more and from that financial side?
Do you know what? There's not much more. Like, I know the show, there's that many MMA shows in the UK that all the shows are struggling. So the fighters aren't getting paid properly. The promoters are struggling to get numbers in because there's that many shows and some of them are colliding. It's one of those things. It's like any business. Once something gets up there, everyone jumps on the same wagon, don't they? So sort of like waters everything down. So I don't know. Well, I wouldn't say all the promoters are keeping all the money. It's just that it's not easy over here because there's too many shows. There's not as many quality shows as like America and stuff.
Yeah,
there's just too many shows in such a small country.
I guess then it comes back, it's probably a lot to do with TV as well, because it doesn't seem like TV are fully committed to MMA.
That's it. The MMA shows aren't getting TV deals over the air. The only ones that are Cage Warriors, which are doing really well. That's a really good promotion. UFC, Bellator, ONE FC, and places like that, they're the only ones getting the TV deals, but
just to jump in there, I think Cage Warriors isn't going to be on BT Sport anymore now.
Is it not? Have they lost the deal?
I don't know if they've lost the deal or if they've just signed a new one, but I think they are now just going to be solely on Fight Pass.
On UFC Fight Pass?
I don't know what the reason for that is or what effect that will have, but I mean, it's you know, BT Sport is a massive platform, isn't it? So I would think that's going to be slightly negative, losing that exposure. I don't know what your thoughts on that would be.
It's not great, like, is it? Because BT Sport is massive. Because when I was fighting on there, and I told people it was on BT Sport, they were like, wow, brilliant, I can log in. But UFC Fight Pass, everyone has to be signed in and they've got to pay for it. So some people just want to watch the guy they're supporting. So that is a massive negative effect.
I guess, just to sort of jump on that, what you're talking about there, I think the thing as well, not... For UFC, for fans in Britain, for the UFC, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I find it hard now to stay up to 3 in the morning and stuff. You really need to be a really hardcore fan to be staying up for every fight and stuff like that, which I think is good about what Bellator are doing. It looks like Bellator are really pushing in Europe, so it gives fighters like yourself, Lee, a really great opportunity on the show. And also for fans, it means they can watch fights at a reasonable time.
Definitely, yeah. See, when it's in America, obviously over here we're watching it. It's not until like all hours in the morning, is it? And a lot of people now, And it's bad because it doesn't support the MMA scene. A lot of people just jump on all the free websites the next day or YouTube and stuff like that and try and catch it somewhere. There's always a way where you can watch it on the web. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is. It would be better if different countries had different channels for it, but then it'd mess up with the pay-per-view.
And see, for yourself, Lee, obviously, just taking back to your career itself, when you look at Bellator, obviously not to look past, I think we've actually got Mr. Edwards joining us just now. How you doing?
There he is, the daddy of Bellator.
How you doing?
No, well,
who's that Jew said? Who's that fucking Jew said?
Mr. Edwards coming in hot, so obviously everybody sees. So thanks very much for coming on, Fabian. Yeah. Obviously, for everybody that has been watching, Fabian and Lee will be meeting in the cage on the 9th of February on the Bellator Newcastle show. So we've been chatting to Lee there about the fight, so we'll come straight to you, Fabian, now that you're in and you've joined us. So 9th of February is fast approaching. Just tell us a wee bit about how preparation's been going so far leading up to this fight with Lee.
It's been going great. I haven't fought since May, so it's the longest I've been out. So I made sure I started camp early and worked out the game plan. And it's been going fine. You know, I got a solid team around me. And I look forward to going out there and showing how easy this fight will be.
Easy.
Yeah, so obviously you're an ultra confident fighter. You're undefeated as well. You're going in against Lee. I know a lot's been spoke about with regards to experience and stuff like that. Do you feel that makes any difference at all leading into the fight? The fact that Lee is more experienced, do you think that makes any difference?
It doesn't make a difference to me, to be honest. It doesn't make one difference. He's been doing the same things about 10 years ago, so he hasn't changed one bit. I look forward to going out there and showing everyone. I'm a different fighter. I finish the fight any way I feel like. And Lee knows that. He knows that. He knows he hasn't changed. He knows he hasn't changed. You know, you haven't changed one bit. You have not changed one bit. I look forward to seeing it, man. You see. I look forward to taking the chin off.
Can I ask a question to you, Fabian?
Yeah.
Before this, obviously, you were a little bit late coming in. We were wondering, was this like a mind game, like a Conor McGregor, Khabib thing?
I was just putting some fucking work in. That's all it was. I'm in my car at the moment on the way home. You know, I just finished putting a session in. So it is what it is. Yeah, no mind games. I don't need to mind games. I just speak my mind. And if you believe it, you believe it. But at the end of the night, when we're in the cage, you will see. You will see.
We will. These will do the talking.
Those baby fists. Get the fuck out of here. Those baby fists.
Yours out on the night, lad.
Those baby fists. Nah, they can't do fuck all.
One shot from me and you're gone.
You haven't knocked no one. You have been knocked out? Fuck off. Are you knocked out?
Yeah.
You have been knocked out?
Daily.
Nah, you have been knocking out. Must be some bones, mate. It must be some cans.
You're going to be on the canvas on your back outcome.
Now, honestly, do you believe that? Do you honestly believe that?
100%, mate. 100%.
You don't believe that? We both know you're coming in there shooting for your life. And we both know that. You know that?
Come overconfidence, and that's going to be a downfall because you're going to get caught.
There's no downfall here. There's no downfall. There's real work input in with real people. You're training with
doing it for 12 years. I've been better than you.
That doesn't mean nothing. 12 years doesn't mean nothing. What does that mean? Just mean you've been doing a longer time.
That's it. Every situation that you haven't.
It doesn't matter though. You'll see. When I put into my situation, then you'll see. Mate, I want to see if you can handle that.
You could be winning.
I want to see if you can handle that situation.
You could be winning for 5 minutes and I'll still be going in the second or third round.
You can't finish. You've only got 30 seconds in, yeah.
You can't finish me. I promise you can't finish me. On my blood, finishing me, mate.
Okay, then. Don't do that. Don't do that, Lee. Don't do that, because you're getting finished, mate.
That's how confident I am.
You're getting finished?
Oh, yeah. Mate, finish me. I'll take it on, but I'll be very surprised if you're all capable.
Okay, then. We'll see.
So, Jen, it's just I'm enjoying this, but just to step in, so I can get a quick for you, Fabian.
This is going to be a great fight.
Yes, absolutely. So we did ask Lee, obviously, and Lee feels that he's been in there with guys like you. You haven't been in there with anyone like him. Do you feel that, I know you've said you're going to get the early knockout and you're saying about 30 seconds here, do you feel this is going to be a quick and easy night for you?
I feel like this will be one of my easiest fights. I'm not even just saying it for the sake of
How
it.
How can you say that with your resume?
I really do. You easily hit. You are very easily hit. And you know you're very easily hit.
I've never been KO'd.
But that's okay. It doesn't hurt. You'll see. When my shin wrapped around the back of that meat head, you will see. So you've that's the thing. If you like getting hit, if your main thing is being a tough guy,
I'd take two of yours.
That's the wrong attitude to have.
KO you. I'd take two to land one of mine. That's how it's going to be.
And if your main thing is to be a tough guy, it's the wrong attitude.
And just let me, Fabian, just to come back in here and talk a wee bit about your preparations and how you're
breaking up.
You're saying you change, you feel like your development changing every fight. Have you made a significant improvement so far leading up to this one?
I've made loads of improvement. I've changed the way I was training. I was just training like a crazy man. So I'm training a lot smarter. Everyone around me, you know, I train with top guys. I'm not training with random guys that came in. I'm training with top guys. My brother's number 10, Tom Breeze. He's not number 10 yet, but he will be number 10 by the end of the year. Yannick. I'm training with top guys here, and I'm holding my own. So I look forward to going out there and just showing the improvements, and that's it.
And for you as well, obviously signing with Bellator, I mean, as I've said to Lee, it's a great opportunity for guys over here in the UK. When you look at, not to look past Lee or anything like that, when you look at the Bellator middleweight division, how do you feel you match up with your top guys, champions, Gegard, people like that? Are you confident that you can do stuff in that division?
I am very confident. I've already finished two of the guys on the roster already that Bellator have signed. I've already finished them first round jobs. So I feel like I fit in there perfectly. Mm-hmm. I feel like I fit in there at the top. And it's just about proving it. Because at the end of the day, I talk, but I always do what I say I'm going to do. So the fact is, the aim is to go in there and just show the levels that I've been showing against an experienced opponent. But that's it. All he's got is experience. I don't feel like his skills is anything for me to worry about. And
you don't know until so like, so you get in there. Like, if it goes to the ground, you're screwed. You know that. You've got to stay.
Do you believe that?
Up, mate. You have to stay up. You're going to have to use that footwork for 15 minutes, because if you go down,
are you crazy?
I've been tapping black belts for 2-3 years, mate.
I've been tapping black belts. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter when you're getting your head punched in. It's a different story. You know, it's a different story when you're in the cage and you're getting pounded. Yeah. It's a different story,
I've been
man.
Many more times than you.
God, it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Obviously, I'm the handsome guy. Listen, I'm the handsome one of us two. Because you've been getting your head punched off and I haven't.
You wear a head guard for training. You wear a head guard. Mate, my face is a head guard. You're not going to be able to get a guard in there, lad.
Oh, whatever.
Put it in November.
Hey, so guys,
I'm on a blue belt. I don't even do it.
Guys.
Are we wearing the gi?
You can't oversell yourself. It's going to look bad.
It's not overselling. I'm just speaking my mind. And that is it. That's it, man.
You're talking shit.
Right, guys, we're going to see if we've got any questions for the fans or anything like that. I just want to check with Lewis. Yeah. And then we'll let yous can all night. Lewis, have we got anything coming in yet for the guys?
So we've got a couple, nothing specific. And the first one is for both guys. If you could change one rule in MMA, what would you change and why? And that's from Peter Knox. So start off Lee, if you could change any rules in MMA, what would they be and why?
I think the rules are good, if I'm honest. I've been abiding by the rules for many years. So I don't know. I'm going to change them. I'm happy with them.
Yeah, fair play. Fabian, any rule changes you'd like to see in MMA?
I would like for it to be back to the prior days. They could soccer kick somebody.
I did think of that, but I thought it's a bit...
I reckon they should bring back the soccer kick. It's a bit brutal, but... It is. It's a brutal sport we're in at the end of the day. It's two men in there just trying to literally kill each other. So, but that's a good rule I like to have back.
Yeah. We had an amateur fighter the other day called Oban Elliott, who said he'd like to bring headbutts back as well. I don't know what your thoughts on that would be.
Oh yeah, the back to back. That's good. It's good, man. But obviously, you had to tone it down a bit, so
yeah,
the public accept it a bit more, and that was it. But that's the rule that I would bring back.
Yeah. Other than that, we've got one saying, "What is your favorite type of sheep?" I think that's aimed at me because I'm Welsh.
That's aimed at Lewis Smith because he's Welsh, and I think. He likes the sheep. Let me just ask quickly, Fabian, just the one thing. Something I spoke to Lee's, obviously, we know it's difficult in the UK scene for fighters to get paid like they should. You've obviously signed with Bellator. I think saying too much, what I have heard is Bellator are looking after you guys. Are you happy with what Bellator have offered you to sign and fight for them? I remember when you were fighting for Bama down in Newcastle, it was one thing you were saying you were looking to get paid. So are you happy now with Bellator that you're financially looked after?
Yeah, I feel like Bellator is looking after us UK guys. I don't know about anyone else, but I've got a solid contract, you know. So I'm happy with the deal I got, and I look forward to promoting Bellator, and I'm making a lot more people know about Bellator. So I look forward to it. It's a good deal I've got, and I hope everyone else got a good deal, because at the end of the day, we're not fighting for jokes. We're fighting to make a living for our family at the end of the day. I just hope everyone got a solid deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll not keep these too much longer, guys. I'll come to you, Lee, first on this one. Skimmy, tell me what you think, how you think this fight's going to go, a prediction, how you feel the fight's going to go?
Do you know what, mate? I don't have a prediction because I don't like to set my heart on anything. If all honestly, what I've learned from the past is I just go in and fight, and I don't have a specific game plan, because if that doesn't work, then your head goes. I'm just going to go in and fight and let the years of drills, of everything I've drilled, just come into play. And that's the best way to do it. It's a fight, and the skills you've drilled over the years become natural in the end, so it's just about going wherever the fight goes.
Perfect. And just the same one over to you.
I know he's going to knock me out in the first round on his side of things, but I'm realistic, and I'm ready for anything. I'm ready for anything. And I know I've got knockout power. I know I've got sub power. I finished fights in the first 10 and 30 seconds, and I've gone the distance, so you can never plan.
Perfect. And Fabian, same for you, mate.
Sorry,
just the same question for you, Fabian. How do you feel the fight is going to go? Do you feel it is going to be that?
Feel like I go in there and I do what I said I'm going to do, you know? I don't think it's because I'm the biggest puncher he's fought. That's not the reason why I feel like I'm going to take him out in the first round. That's not the reason. I just feel like I will catch him from a weird angle. It'd be something that he doesn't see. It's not going to be a straight punch. Because like you say, he can take a punch, and he's four big punchers. That's not the game plan. The game plan is to go in there and catch him from shots that he's not looking at. But at the end of the day, I am ready for this fight to go wherever it goes. I am ready. I got a solid team around me, top jiu-jitsu guys. So I look forward to just going in there and showing the world I can do what I say I'm going to do, and that is it.
Perfect. And the other thing as well, I'm assuming Bellator will be having some bonuses on the show. I'll come to you first for this one, Fabian. Will you be looking to get a bonus payment from Bellator?
But there's bonuses.
No, well, I don't know. I'm assuming there will be.
I bet there's bonuses. That sounds good.
I'm hearing.
I hope there's bonuses.
And will you be? So if there is bonuses, then I'm assuming, Fabian, you'll be looking more for the knockout of the night as opposed to fight of the night.
I don't know whatever it's going to be. It's going to be a bonus. You know, I'm always delivering a highlight. So I don't care. If it's a bonus, guarantee I'll be one to catch. I'll be one to get one of the bonuses. So I look forward to that. I didn't know that.
And listen, guys, I'm not going to keep these too much longer. So just before we let you go, I think we might have lost Lee. So Fabian, any last words you've got for Mr. Chadwick before you go?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm still here, I think.
Well, you're still here if you just can't see.
Yeah, just me pictures
going off. So, yeah, just before we let you go, guys, I'll come to you first with this, Fabian. Any last words or any parting words to Lee Chadwick before you go?
I just hope he's training good. I hope he's in that way to eat. You know, he never made weight for his last fight. So I hope he's making weight. Yeah. I hope he turns up. I hope he turns up.
The hard part's making weight.
I hope. I know it's been Christmas, so I hope you haven't put on too much weight. So the main focus is I hope he turns up on weight and healthy. And that is it. I look forward to going out there and just showing the skills, and that is it.
Perfect. And just before we go, Lee, same for you. Any words for Fabian before you go?
I'll be there. I'll be on weight, and that's a promise.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Because you're going
to
need
good luck to you as well, mate. You fucking wish. We'll see, you know, four and a half weeks. Let's go.
Go on, lad.
Perfect, gents. Well, listen, thank you very much for doing this. I've really enjoyed it. I know the fans are going to be looking forward to this one. So, yeah, we'll see you in February the 9th. And from MMA, best of luck to both of you from MMA UK.
Thank you.
See you
later,
guys.
Thank you.
Good
thank
night.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers, boys.
Thank you. See you guys later.
Later.
I think Lee's still in, is he?
I can't turn it off.
It's all right. We'll sort you, Lee. Just hit that. There should be a hang up button.
Yous will have to get rid of me.
Right, that's fine. We'll...
Oh, yeah, I've found it, I think. Yeah. See you later, guys.
Right, see you later.
Bye. There you are. So that was the first one we've ever done like that. What do you think, James? James?
Yeah, I hope people liked it. Obviously, Fabian came in fashionably late, but it was worth the wait. The guys, it didn't get too nasty. The guys are just two confident fighters, looking to pick up victories in a massive show. So, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to Bellator Newcastle. I'm fingers crossed. I'm going to be at the show covering it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to a cracking weekend of fights and. Yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, I think I'm really buzzing for that fight now after seeing the two of them together. I think it definitely hypes the fight more. One thing I would say for people watching, if you do have any sort of comments and thoughts, please check them down below. Like I said, we always like to get feedback and see what we can do better and what you actually think of the other stuff we're doing. So if you are watching, you've got any opinions on that, definitely check it down. Like I said, this is the first one we've done these tonight, so I actually really enjoyed doing it. I think we can always improve, but it was definitely a bit of fun, and that's definitely built that fight up more for me now. I'm really looking forward to it. I think the card as a whole is going to be pretty damn good. I've seen a lot of people sort of hyping it up, and I'm definitely on board with this Bellator show now as well.
Well, let's just run through. We'll go through the main card. By the way, guys, I just want to say something. I mentioned bonuses on there. I've got no idea if there's going to be bonuses. I might not get credentials.
It's too late to say that now.
so I was just asking.
You have to give them the bonuses yourself, James. I hope you've been saving.
I'll be moving if that's the case. So yeah, the card's going to be headlined by Patrique Pitbull Ferreira, and he will be fighting Ryan Scope. What an opportunity for Scope that is. What a cracking opportunity, debuting in the show, getting that fight. A guy who's been at Bellator for a long time, title contender. He's been in some absolute cracking fights. That is a massive, massive opportunity for Scope. And it's an opportunity, I feel, that he can't really lose out of.
It reminds me a little bit of this, the fight we just talked about, Edwards and Chadwick. I think you've got a really experienced guy who's been there, done it against an up-and-comer. So I think it's definitely good matchmaking from Bellator and exciting matchmaking as well. And another great event, another great fight and a great event.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not doing a prediction show or anything like that tonight. So we just really want to talk about it. That'll be for maybe another time. But yeah, I think it's an awesome opportunity for Scope. And it's a great, great, great opportunity for him. And if he does come in and get the win against that immediately propels him up the rankings and propels him to the top in Bellator.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot of guys in this. We're going to be saying the same thing now with wins on this card. You know, I know Liu Long the other day was going to be fighting Jimmy Wallhead, was saying he wants to fight Dylan Danis if he gets a win, which, I mean, Dylan hasn't got a great record, but he's a huge name. You know, a fight like that, although it's not a great kind of record matchup, it's we're talking about big names now and big money. So I think this kind of UK Bellator is going to be great for the guys who went to go on the world stage.
I guess the one thing with a guy like Danis, though, is people maybe look for the outside or not, don't know what, are they in any way involved in the jiu-jitsu world, might look outside and look at him and look at his record. But I guess you need to understand with Danis is his grappling pedigree is world class.
Yep.
And I think he's maybe striking is way, way behind that. But you've got to imagine if Danis at that weight class gets anyone on the ground, they're in massive trouble.
Yeah, and undoubtedly, you know, he's one of the world's best. You know, he's a good wrestler, a good grappler, and anything on the ground is a big, big risk. So, like you said, it's a great matchup. I mean, I don't know if that happens. The point I'm trying to make is,
yeah,
you've got big names like this out there. You know, like I said, Danis isn't a huge MMA name, but, you know, being attached to McGregor, the grappling scene, you know, these guys, if they get wins on this UK card, it's a domestic Bellator card, but the winners here, you know, who knows where they're going to end up. They're part of Bellator now, and I think a lot of them are going to be targeting, you know, big future fights from the back of this, so that's what makes it so exciting, really.
It kind of leads into then the co-main event is going to be Aaron Chalmers. Now, I know Aaron catches a lot of flack online and stuff. He takes a lot of heat, which I think he knows is going to happen anyway. He's still down. I don't believe he's getting a point yet, but I have heard the name Corey Browning mentioned.
I'm not familiar with
Corey Browning. I believe he has fought in Bellator. He beat Kimbo Slice's son. He beat him in the last fight. So that kind of makes me think maybe that is it. I don't think it's confirmed in anything, but I know I saw it somewhere. I think it might actually have been Chalmers' Twitter mentioning something about him in hiding. So who knows? I would have thought they would have had an opponent, but they must have an opponent. They may just not have announced it, or maybe we've just missed it.
My prediction, I don't know who he's fighting, but my prediction, he's going to win. I think Bellator being very, very smart with the way they've promoted this guy, the way they matched him up. You know, I always compare it to CM Punk going into the UFC. Like, they had a huge opportunity with CM Punk. You know, they say about kind of being a money-making machine, but then they put him in with no fighting experience against, you know, a legit brown belt and kind of fed him to the wolves, really. So I never understood why they did that. You know, he obviously got beat up and choked out. We've never really seen... Well, we saw him lose again after that, but it's not been what we expected it to be. With Chalmers, you know, he's come in and they give him a chance. You know, they've given him low-ranked opponents. And, you know, he's developing. You know, I'm not saying he's ever going to be a Bellator champion or ever get to the UFC, but he's given himself every chance to do that. And at the end of the day, he's, like Peter said the other day, he's putting bums on seats and he's given other guys great exposure as well.
He brings a lot to the card, and I think the main thing, as long as you're seeing from the outside, I know from a media point of view, I don't know how you feel about it, but as long as you're seeing each opponent, they are making it tougher for them and tougher. So as long as the level goes up every time he fights, I don't think you can fault that. I think as long as the opponents are getting slightly tougher every time he fights, they are at least challenging him. Until that point where he hits a level where he is going to fight a top guy, if he gets to that stage, as long as we see that, I don't think you can't really shit on it too much, I don't think.
Yeah, no, you can't at all. I think, like I said, I just think it's really smart from Bellator. I don't know how high his sort of ceiling is going to be in terms of his skill, but it's going to be interesting to find out. We've done it the right way. You know, we know we're not just throwing some celebrity in the cage to get their heads kicked in, you know. He's training now. He's getting fights in. He's getting cage time, and he's giving himself every opportunity. So I like it. I tell you what, it is kind of mad. I don't know what Chalmers' record is right now. Is it 3-0, 4-0?
Yeah, so it's four. Is it 4-0? I'll find out in a second. But yeah, sorry.
Kind of crazy, right? That his record is that, and then you've got Fabian, who's 5-0, going to be fighting Lee Chadwick. That's kind of mad when you think about it that way.
It's the amateur, though. It's the amateur. Is it people don't the amateur does so much for a fighter going through those amateur ranks. That alone kind of makes it slightly different, because Fabian's been through that, I mean, which can be a ringer down at amateur. Depending, obviously, some guys can fight at amateur and you can fight literally, I mean, there's some crazy amateur records out there. I'm not going to name any names, but there's some really bad records out there. And anytime you see the guy on a card, you go, okay, so they're just making sure this one wins. But I won't say anything on that. But that's the slight difference in that, I would say. Probably, you know, anyway, Lewis, is that amateur record makes a bit of a difference as well.
The amateurs now, I was speaking about my friend about this the other day. The amateur level right now is so high. You've got, I know a few years back, Mason Jones, about a year, 18 months, he was fighting amateurs, and then he transitioned into pros. And I think he fought a guy that was 3-0, maybe something like that. He had quite a lot of pro fights at the time, I can remember thinking. And Mason comes in and destroys him. And I know Oban Elliott now, who's the champion of the amateur welterweight, the last Grand Prix for Cage Warriors. He's going to be fighting a guy down here at Cage Warriors Academy, Wales, who's got a pro record of 4-4. So, you know, there's always the high-level amateurs are coming in at, like, fighting guys with 8 pro fights. It's showing the level of amateurs now.
Yeah, I mean, there is, you hear people talk about it, there's levels to it. There is definitely, there's a lot of amateurs, there's pro guys that can't contend with top level amateurs. That's absolutely true. But I guess you need that balance there. I mean, there's always going to be guys like that in the sport, because not everybody's top level, unfortunately. That's just not how it is.
I've not spoken about this before, and it was something I wanted to say. I've just never come around to it, but I went to a few of the Cage Warriors Grand Prix fights, and those amateur fights were just absolutely unbelievable. I really couldn't say how enjoyable they were, and it was like watching professionals. Really, if you were like 3 or 4 years back, they would have been professionals back then. It was such a high quality of fighting in the cage. You know, they had sort of their regional belts, and then they qualified for the European belt. It was brilliant, and I think it really has done a lot. And you've got to give respect to Cage Warriors for that, because it's given each kind of area their own champion, and it really has brought the sport along in this country, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And just to, we'll sort of wrap up a few minutes here. We've just got a couple of other things to jump on. Obviously, another fight on the main card. Obviously, we know Lee and Fabian, but the last fight in the main card is going to, no, sorry, Terry Brazier and Chris Bungard. I believe they'll be, depending how they're scheduling it, I think it's Lee and Fabian, then Terry and Chris. That'll be how the main card shapes up. Yeah, that's definitely going to be a fun one. And guys, that's one we're hoping to, on the next show, hoping to have both Terry and Chris on the show. But I'm really looking forward to that one. That's going to be a fantastic fight. Again, great opportunities for both guys. I think Terry's going to be getting into there supremely confident. He's come out of Bama, he's a double champ, came off that one against Reese McKee. Obviously, fantastic opportunity for Chris. He was the first Scottish guy signed to Bellator. I know Chris is obviously always works his butt off, and he's a confident guy as well. So yeah, that's going to be another cracking fight, and I think that will be another interesting addition to the MMA UK Bellator special, having both Terry and Chris on again. Bit of back and forward on Twitter and social media, so I think that's one. I know a lot of guys will travel down through Scotland. Chris is one of the most spotted guys up here, and he's got a really strong following. And obviously, I know Terry, he's been overworking in Thailand training as well, so that'll be a cracker.
Yeah. I think this is a step up for Bungard as well. You know, Chris, he's been cleaning up in Scotland with the kind of local promotions up there, isn't he? He's got a lot of belts, really putting a lot of good fighters away. But I do think Terry's a step up. You know, Terry's the double champ in Bama. I was actually at his last fight when he fought Reese McKee.
Yeah.
He looked brilliant in that fight, to be fair. And Reese McKee's a really, really good fighter. So yeah. I think Terry's definitely on that level where he's kind of, I would say he could have been signed to the UFC if he wasn't signed for Bellator for this one. So he really, really is good. I'm not writing Chris Bungard off, because he's, like I said, he's got a lot of experience now at this point. He's he loves a fight, so it's going to be a great fight. And yeah, another one, like you said, two guys who've been going back and forth and have a little bit of kind of tension ready to get in there.
Yeah, and obviously, just to jump, Chris has obviously fought in some big shows. Chris has fought in ACB. He obviously that win against Dean Feenan with a flying triangle, suffered a loss of Gavin Hughes as well. So yeah, it's going to be a cracker. I think the show itself, I mean, it's just for UK MMA fans. I know there's a lot of people who watch the UFC maybe don't follow the actual UK scene as much. I would implore them to look around out with the UFC, because there's so much good fighters in the UK and there's so much good fights going on that I don't know how you feel. I mean, most of the time these days, the best fights I see aren't in the UFC. That's just how good the content is there in mixed martial arts, out with obviously the top promotion as they are.
Yeah, it's definitely coming along. It's coming on leaps and bounds. And like I said, it goes back to what we said about the amateurs earlier. They're coming up, and that kind of pushes up then, because these are the ones coming through into the pros and fighting on Cage Warriors, fighting on Bama, fighting in Bellator in the UK now. So I think it really is an exciting time, and it's going from strength to strength. Something I did want to ask you, James, was we've recently had a really big card down here, which was Cage Warriors 100. And it was an insane card. All the matchups were absolutely amazing. I think you could have made four cards with that, how many good fights they are. Which card do you think is better, this coming Bellator one or that Cage Warriors 100 card? I'll put you on the spot.
You know, that's hard. That is hard. That is so difficult.
Because this Bellator card is brilliant, isn't it?
The Bellator card is great. The Cage Warriors 100 card was great. And it's really... I'll tell you what. That Cage Warriors 100 card and this card, I was more excited for that card and this card than I have been for a lot of UFC shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, there's a show just been announced there. I believe it's the first pay-per-view of 2019, which looks absolutely pure fire. That'll be the first one in Vegas. The UFC announced with, obviously, Jones and everybody on it. But
yeah,
that Cage Warriors 100 card, that delivered. That was a fantastic card. And I believe this card that Bellator are putting on will deliver as well. And I really hope people tune in and watch. Yeah. I believe it will be a sellout. Absolutely. But I really hope whichever TV deal they get together, I'm not 100% sure if they're going to show it, but I really hope they get it on a main channel and it really pushes a sport on here. Because I think Bellator have said they're going to put, is it about 7 or 8 shows on this year or something? They're putting on quite a lot of shows anyway.
In the UK, is that?
Yeah. I think they're putting on quite a lot of shows. I believe, I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot, so I could be. But I think that's good for UK MMA, because people don't need to stay up to stupid o'clock. If you're a sort of casual fan, you're not sitting up to 3 in the morning watching a UFC fight night. You're just not. You're not going to do it. So
I do it, but because I'm not a casual fan, I'm a crazy fan. So yeah. I stay up for a lot of them. But it is hard work. Obviously, then the Sunday you're up all day just completely dying because you haven't slept all night. So it is a pain, and it is nice to actually get some big cards over in this country. And, you know, it'd be nice to see UFC come over a little bit more. You know, we get usually 1-2 a year, sometimes one, sometimes two. It's not really that many. And in Europe, you can probably say a handful more. So, you know, most of the big cards are in America, and it would be nice to kind of drag a little bit over here, because there is such a big appetite for it as well. I mean, you look at the cards we get, and they are always good, filled with local talent, but the kind of super cards are always Vegas, California, New York, you know. So it's nice to kind of get a bit more attention, I think, and spread it out. I agree with what you said as well. I think the more kind of big promotions we have, the more competition, the more kind of builds it up. So I'm glad Bellator over here now doing well, and I'm glad Cage Warriors is continuing to build as well, because I think we said before we didn't think those two were in the same category, but I think with this announcement of this card, I feel like they kind of are. I feel like they are now, you know.
Do you know what? It's not a guy. Here's my take on it quickly. I know people are not really that interested in what we've got to say, to be honest, but yeah. we'll bore you for another minute or two. I don't think it's the levels are massively different. I think the talent level in Cage Warriors is superb. The big difference is It's the reach Bellator have got. It's a platform Bellator offer is far bigger than Cage Warriors. You can't dispute that. Bellator have a bigger audience. They're worldwide. Cage Warriors are a fantastic promotion, and they have the talent level in there is amazing. So I don't think it's the talent levels are massively different. I just think it's, first of all, financially for the fighters, you're going to end more at Bellator. That's just a fact. Because Bellator have much deeper pockets. So that's the distinction I make in terms of the size. It's more the size of the promotion rather than the quality of the fighters. Maybe apart from you look at the very top end where you've got your Gegard Mousasis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's a distinction I would make between the two.
Yeah, definitely. I've got one thing that I come through on Facebook is Sean Augie Stevenson is saying, pretty entertaining, guys. Well done. Looking forward to the fight now. So thanks for that, Sean. Really appreciate the feedback, buddy. If anyone else is watching this at a later time and wants to throw what they thought of the actual face-off we had with Lee and Fabian, it would be much appreciated because, believe it or not, that was the first time we've had two guys on at the same time. So yeah. Any sort of constructive criticism, we'll be happy to hear it down below.
Yeah, and we'll just finish on this, guys. Obviously, as always, we appreciate you tuning in and watching this. MMA UK, we're always trying to bring these the best content we possibly can. Like we said there, this is the first time we've done any shows like this, and we will, hopefully, if you enjoy it enough, we'll continue to do stuff like this. We will be doing a second Bellator special show, and we are aiming to have, hopefully, four fighters on, not all at the same time, that would be chaotic, but maybe rather than you listen to me and Lewis talking for a while, it'll be another set of fighters. That is the aim we've got. So just as always, thanks for watching. Give us a like and a share on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at We Are MMA UK, and we appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, cheers guys.
No problem. Thanks very much.
James, all the best, buddy. I'll speak to you soon.
All the best, mate. Bye.